This episode of the Gospel Coalition podcast is sponsored by The Gospel Project, a chronological, Christ-centered Bible study that shows kids, students, and adults how all Scripture testifies to Jesus Christ. Learn more at gospelproject.com.
This is the Gospel Coalition podcast, where we seek to renew the contemporary church in the ancient gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm your host, Colin Hansen.
Today's podcast is a roundtable discussion with Danny Aiken, Bill Kynes, and Miguel Nunez on overcoming anger.
Brothers, one of the things that we have to deal with when it comes to our people are their emotions and issues that get them off track. And one in particular that I think we deal with quite often is the issue of anger, something that really can just lay away people and cause all sorts of issues related to that. So when you're dealing with someone in your church that's really having an issue with anger, especially if it's towards somebody that they're close to, a mate, their parents, their children, what do you do? How do you try to start with dealing with that? Bill, I'll let you go first.
Well, I think it's not just people in the church. It begins with me. I think we all sense that frustration with things not going the way we want them to go, people not cooperating, sense of something being wrong that we want to correct, and we get angry about it. There's a lot of different reasons. And I think one of the things that I try to do is try to dig deep. What is it that's getting me angry? Okay. Sort of think about the cause. What's that root? And then begin to see, how does the gospel apply to that? But that's where I'd probably begin with people.
Miguel?
I think anger is a lot more common than we realize. Some of it is expressed. And a lot of it is very dormant, but it comes out as people try to live their lives. So trying to find the source of the anger, I think it is paramount. Because unless we deal with the root of the problem, we will never be able to get to the healing of that problem. So I think people have sometimes unrealistic expectations of relationships, mm-hmm. but even life. You know, we need to remember that we live in a fallen world, and our expectations will never be met in this world. Sometimes people are lacking acceptance, because in this fallen world, everything is going to be lacking in some ways. So I need a significant measure of acceptance of, sorry about that, of the conditions in which I'm found. And so if you have the expectations at the right level and your acceptance at the right level, and then I need some level of gratitude as well, so that it's like a triangle: expectation, acceptance, gratitude. Because if it is true that perhaps my wife is not delivering what I'm expecting, it is also true that there's a lot of good in her that God has invested and given to me in her, through her. So once I begin to appreciate her for what she is, then I may be less angry toward her. So I think there are some of the issues that we need to deal with, and then help them to go to repentance. Okay. A lot of these have to do with sinful, mm-hmm. with sinful nature.
But sometimes, and in fact, those are great ways to start. People really have been wronged. I mean, they've been hurt. A husband has been unfaithful to his wife, and I mean, the wounds, and the pain, and the anger that she feels is deep and understandable. And so, how do you then start where she is or where he is, and then begin to move them out of that deep-seated hurt that has led to that anger? I see the two related. Am I not correct in that, maybe?
Yeah. I mean, there are a number of issues. I mean, the personal hurt, sometimes we're angry because of personal offense. People have offended us. And one of the things I think is the gospel is that we need to understand our identity in Christ, who we are, so that words don't have that effect upon us. We can be assured of who we are. Another thing is that we need to trust in the ultimate justice of God. Paul talks about that in Romans 12. Leave room for the wrath of God. God ultimately is the one that's going to bring justice to the world, and it's not ultimately our responsibility to do that. And then also, I think the gospel says, look, God was angry with us, and yet he took that anger upon himself. That's the core of the gospel, that forgiving, gracious love that overcomes our own offense. And I think people understanding the depth of their own sinfulness, the way in which God has dealt with them, becomes a resource for them to deal with other people.
Well, what you're basically saying there is Ephesians 4:32, We're to forgive others mm-hmm. as God in Christ has already forgiven us. I know when I talk to people like that, I try gently and graciously and passionately to get them to the realization, no one has ever done to you what your sins did to Christ. Mm-hmm. And Christ has offered to you and provided for you full, complete, and absolute forgiveness. So if you can start there, the gospel, recognizing what God in Christ has already done for you, at least that can be a starting point for you getting to the place where you can forgive others as you have been forgiven in Him. And then I'll always say, very realistically, you know, sometimes when we're hurt and made angry, it's superficial. It's kind of like a cut. And so that doesn't take too long to respond to that. The time frame is not so long. But sometimes the bruises go to the very soul. And so I try to be very honest. Look, I'm not saying that you're going to be able to walk out of here today and everything's good, everything's clean, everything's forgiven, but that at least needs to be where you start to get there over time. And I try to just help them understand it's probably going to take some time to get where you need to be in terms of forgiveness and dealing with this anger. But at least if you can start there and we can start moving in the right direction, in time God's grace will get you to that point where the forgiveness can be given and the anger will go along, will abate along with that act of forgiveness.
Absolutely. I think trying to understand the other person, it is very important. Because sometimes people don't trust us just because you don't get it. You're not understanding what I'm trying to communicate to you. So trying to put ourselves in the other person's shoes first, then begin from there in the direction that you were pointing. You need to forgive, and then the basis for it is the cross of Christ that helps us to understand how we can forgive. And secondly, and finally, forgiveness is a decision. It begins with the decision, but it's a process. So I begin today because I made a decision, but I need time, as you were saying, to walk through this and to ask God to do in me what I cannot do. I think sometimes that is part of the problem, is that we're trying to do this in our own power, and that's not going to work. God needs to do that for us. That's where the strength is going to come from, and that's where the grace is, to be able to forgive someone who has really hurt us deeply.
I think there's one other dimension, too. Anger is often frustrated desire, and often we get angry just by the circumstances of life.
That's right.
Getting caught in traffic or, you know,
be careful. We don't need to go down that road.
Exactly. And here I think you have to look to the providence of God.
Yes.
You know, that God is in control and I'm not, and He has better plans for my life than I do. And that's a hard one. That's a hard one. But it's often these simple little things in life where I need to do something and I can't do it and I get angry. You got to step back and say, Lord, you know, you're in charge of these circumstances. You know, we had a picnic plan and it rained. You know, it just things like that. You have to say, God, you're good. Your providence can be trusted. And again, that flows from the gospel, knowing God is your Father in heaven who cares for you.
I think that's been helpful to me, and I hope it's helpful to others that will hear our conversation later.
You've been listening to the Gospel Coalition podcast. For more gospel-centered resources, visit thegospelcoalition.org.
Support for the Gospel Coalition comes from listeners like you. Learn more and join us at tgc.org/donate.